It's rush hour in the distance. Just gone 9 a.m. on a Friday morning. And I'm sat on a log under some trees with birds in, next to a very large fallen tree. If you follow me on YouTube, if you search Documentally on YouTube, you'll find my channel. I did a video here beginning of this week, because the beginning of this week was my 100th day. It was actually, I think, what day is it today? Is it the 3rd, 4th? So it was 4 days ago. The 1st of the month, September, was my 100th day of continuous running every day. And I did a little celebratory video. I wanted to do a blog post, but out of the last three blog posts, two of them have been about running. And I'm not a running blogger. I'm just someone who's been kind of taken over and obsessed with it whilst I attempt to form a habit. I can see why so many people do blog and talk. It's quite powerful, mainly because of the effects that it has on you as a person. And, you know, if you have absolutely no intention of running, I'm not here to evangelize, because, you know, some people may have tried it and it did their knees in. They may just live in an area where they don't want to go sucking fumes constantly and don't necessarily want to fork out for a gym to go on a treadmill. I think a number of things have come together. You know, age. thankfully, where I'm living, in, you know, close to countryside-ish, I've just run around what looks like a medieval pond where they were potentially storing fish or farming fish for like a manor stroke mini castle thing. And there's this beautiful solemn looking statue gazing out over the water. I could have been anywhere, and I forget, you know, relatively close to home, and this, you know, there's beehives I'm looking over at now, and there was a squirrel foraging for something a moment ago, and it's just such a pleasure to go out in the morning. I'll remember to bring a spoffle next time, just in case you get a little bit of wind noise or breath noise. It's a pleasure to go out in the morning because I feel like I've found my new drug of choice, and it's whatever endorphins are released when you are running. It's strange. My drug of choice is many years ago were very different to the ones very recently, i.e. Caffeine and alcohol. And I've swapped caffeine, the obvious choice, of course, if you had to pick between the two. And it wasn't a choice. I just kind of noticed after quite a few days of running that I hadn't had any coffee. I think I was 20 days in, and it was strange. I didn't fancy it, and then I remember I was in London, and I'd have to get up silly o'clock in the morning, and you're surrounded by all these amazing coffee shops, and there's craziness, and the smell is amazing, and I felt like I should have one because everybody else was, and I had one, and I went to a meeting, and I spoke like, oh, I can't remember his name, the guy on train spotting that does loads of amphetamines. But I was talking like somebody who'd never had coffee in their life, and I just thought, do I need this amount of buzz when going for a run in the morning gives me a certain amount of buzz, a certain amount of energy, which I'm very pleased to have at my disposal, and I can only attribute it to that. In the video on YouTube, forgive me for reiterating some of the things, but I go through a lot of the benefits that I feel like I've had from exerting myself for what is a relatively short amount of time in the day. I remember going between two watch dings, which every hour with the Apple Watch, you're told, you know, you've got to stand up and do something. If you don't, that might be your only punctuation whilst you're staring into screens, either writing or researching or reading or procrastinating, that you will know that you have been staring at a screen for so long and haven't moved. For me, it's a reminder to go and have some fluids, but recently it's a reminder that 1 hour has passed and what have I achieved? And yet 30 minutes out in the woods or on a park or just pounding the ground. I ran around a playing field twice today because I wanted to cut out a little bit of road because I'm still training myself in the style of barefoot running, which isn't barefoot, but you've got no support, but my my feet feel better for it, my body feels better for it, and I feel better for it. So I kind of am continuing with the hard slog that is adjusting your body. And grass, so much nicer to begin on. Come the winter when the grass is frozen, I'll have to put up with it like our ancients used to, on solid frozen ground, running down animals or whatever they did when they were persistence hunting. So for me, this list of benefits, the better focus, the more energy, the better memory, it's worth it. The fact that when it comes to wine, even, which is something I thought I would never be affected by, I love my wine. I have actually stopped drinking during the week for the moment, mainly because I've just been to Spain and didn't stop drinking after 12 pretty much every day. But the switching again for quality over quantity, I'd much rather have a stunning large glass of wine with dinner or of an evening listening to music than half a bottle or a bottle of mediocre wine that I know when I wake up is going to affect how I feel and how I can run now. It's strange how this works, but I feel I'm enjoying wine more because of it. It's such a treat and such a luxury to be able to spend a couple of quid more on a bottle. And I'm trying to picture what this must be like for somebody who has absolutely no intention of running. And it's not so much the pounding, the meditative state of you just being in the zone where you found the pace of breathing, which was key for me. The reason why I didn't have to suddenly stop after 11 minutes of running was because I found I wasn't breathing enough. I had this weird thing when I'm pounding, so my feet are going, and I used to do this, or just kind of find a rhythm with my breath because it assisted me in keeping a pace. And then I realized that my breaths needed to be longer and deeper, and just it was like a switch had been flicked, because suddenly I'm huge lung full of air, and my body thought, yes, this is what I've been waiting for. And I must have been starving my body from oxygen, and once I'd got into that rhythm, I could just go. That can happen in all kinds of things. It can happen in walking briskly. It can happen when you're doing some kind of other kind of aerobic training, cycling. So I'm sure that cyclists get this buzz. Anybody that's just pushing their body, and their body maybe is thanking them for it, because we're returning to a state where everything wasn't there at hand for us. Fridges weren't fully stocked and cars weren't everywhere, and we did have to walk the fields. When my granddad used to say, I used to walk 16 miles to school every day, and I'd be like, oh, come on, we've got cars now. I kind of wish we still had to do that, because he lived to a ripe old age and was fit and healthy for a large proportion of that. Yeah, society, it's almost like we're fighting the constraints. You've seen Wall-E, the film, with the humanity having to leave planet Earth because it's been completely destroyed, and there's the mega obese sat in their hover chairs, fed food in the form of a thick shake whenever, wherever they want. This is not too far a cry from where we are now. I was walking to school this morning, and without giving too much away, there was a policeman behind me. A former policeman, I know a little bit about that, but no more. And I mean, we don't talk or anything. And his kid was going, come on, Dad, keep up. And he's a big guy now. And he says, oh, come on. And I just thought, yeah, I don't want to not be able to keep up for as long as I can. I don't want to go from a period of fitness, he says, trying to balance on a log now. Excuse me if I sound a bit all over the place. I don't want to go from a period of relative fitness through my younger years to suddenly hitting a wall. So all these things have been going through my mind, maybe kids plays a big part in it, maybe being 40 plus plays a big part in it, but I don't care now. I've found kind of a reconnection with both myself and nature, and right now I'm standing at the end of a very tall fallen tree. It's springy, it's bouncy, and I've just noticed that it's also slippy and I'm above a barbed wire fence, so I'm going to turn around, head back to the track and continue for maybe just another mile, which will make today about 3 miles, which is a long run for me because normally I'll do 2 miles and I'll be looped back home, and that's enough for me to feel the buzz. But I can do it, you know, a mile is a trip in itself, which is just fantastic. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, if you've listened to 11 minutes of me banging on about how much I love running, well done. That was a feat in itself, a mini marathon of audio. And enjoy whatever form of exercise I hope you're taking.